One recent evening in January, three middle-aged women in sneakers and fleece vests puff warm breaths into the chilly air as they punch a volleyball with their forearms. 2 years ago, the thought of being out after sunset in Mexico's deadliest city was almost ludicrous, especially in this neighborhood. These women live in Villas de Salvarcar, a working-class neighborhood in the far southeastern side of Ciudad Juárez. That's where, in 2010, 15 people were massacred, most of them teenagers, at a birthday party. But now, just a block away from the site of those murders, an enormous modern sports complex rises above the tiny single-story homes. It's here that the three women meet twice a week to play volleyball.
Mi nombre es Ana Luisa Revilla y soy ama de casa.
Ana Luisa Revilla is one of the women. The sports complex was built a year ago by federal, state, and local governments in honor of the murdered teens. Revilla now brings her two sons here, where they play for basketball and baseball teams. If it weren't for the park, she says, they'd all be at home in front of the TV. Or worse, her boys might be out getting into trouble. But for her, smacking a volleyball is like therapy. Just this summer, Revilla's husband was murdered.
Yo perdí a mi esposo. En su trabajo.
He was a security guard for a construction company, she says. Gunmen wanting to enter the building drove up and shot him. We don't know who did it, she says. We don't know why they did it. He was a family man. Revilla says her husband's murder shows that things in Juárez are not really improving.
Durante los cuatro años, los asesinatos en la ciudad crecieron terriblemente.
Professor Héctor Padilla teaches political science at the University of Juárez. In 2007, before the wave of violence hit the city, there were 320 murders in 1 year. By 2010, that number reached more than 3,000. Last year, the killings went down to 2,000, still way higher than the rate 5 years ago. The idea that things have gotten better, he says, is more illusion than truth.
Y mientras esos responsables estén ahí, eso puede regresar en cualquier momento.
The problem mientras continues to be that virtually no one is convicted of these crimes in Juárez and throughout Mexico. Padilla says as long as the bad guys have the upper hand, extreme violence could return at any moment. In fact, the decrease in violence in Juárez is likely due to the possibility that one cartel has solidified control of the city. That's according to a recent report by the security firm Stratfor.
Uno, dos, tres!
Back at the sports complex in Villas de Salvarcar, a group of elementary school kids do stretching exercises on a football field made of artificial turf. Not far from here, Fernando Peña watches a couple of teens shoot hoops. Peña is a middle school teacher by day and a basketball coach by evening. He coaches a group of 36 kids here between the ages of 7 and 14. A lot of them he's recruited directly off the streets.
Esta es una de las pequeñas cosas que
no matter how bad things get, Peña says, doing what I do here is one of the small things we all can do to rescue our city. Reporting from Ciudad Juárez, I'm Mónica Ortiz Uribe.